The rest of the story. He was born in Colonial Virginia, the son of a prosperous planter. Having received the advantage of a formal British education, he had actually served Britain as a military officer against continental powers in the New World. After his service in the Army, he retired to his country estate with intention of becoming a serious farmer. Recognize him? He did not become a serious farmer. He became a popular leader in the House of Burgesses. In time, the highest possible military honor would be bestowed upon him. In the days when we were still colonies, he was a champion of westward expansion. He was active in organizing settlements in the Shenandoah Valley region. He even visited Britain to lobby for opening up new territories. But history remembers best the events of his life from there on. Of all places on earth, he is associated with two in particular, the magnificent city he founded on the Potomac River, just below the Great Falls, and the beloved home where he lived and died called Mount Vernon. And by now, surely you have guessed his identity, the man whose last name, Washington, was to become synonymous with freedom. But I'll bet you'd never guess the rest of the story. For all of Washington's accomplishments, he still considered himself a gentleman farmer. And after the trials of war, he retreated to his Virginia estate, a graceful home built on a bluff overlooking the Potomac River called Mount Vernon. And here, Washington was at peace with the world. Mount Vernon had begun as five combined tracts of land, three which Washington received from his father, two adjacent ones which he acquired himself. The Mount Vernon mansion was constructed in the early 1740s, the name honoring British Admiral Edward Vernon. Washington might have remained there all his life had fellow citizens not kept him busy in politics, had they not made him their military commander-in-chief. Washington's lifelong passion for that location is understandable because the land is lush and beautiful. The main home site, embraced by a curved colonnade, is a spacious lawn with shaded drives and walks and beautiful gardens. And so, inextricably, was Washington's heart entwined with this place that it was his wish someday to die there. And one day, he did. Washington is buried at Mount Vernon, the site where his life's story began and ended. His legacy is left for historians to evaluate. And so they do, even though this man of whom you have just learned is not the man on your dollar bill. No, the young Colonial Army officer who wished only to be a gentleman farmer, the popular House of Burgesses representative who eventually achieved his country's highest military rank, died in his family home, Mount Vernon, in 1752, almost a quarter of a century before our nation began. For the man you have just met was Lawrence Washington, George Washington's all but forgotten half-brother. Now you know the rest of the story.